This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. This is a
summer of love. Game, set, love. You're listening to Hit Me Up with Dimitra Giannakopoulos on Joy 94.9.
On Hit Me Up, we're having a special segment, well, pretty much every week, which I'm calling Tennis and Culture. And in this chat, we are talking about tennis and video games and esports. And to completely inform me on this topic, which I don't know much about, is one of our Joy experts on video games, Luke from Checkpoint. Luke, welcome to Hit Me Up.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I really, really appreciate you having me on to talk about my favourite subject.
Oh, look, see, this is an added surprise because I did ask the team. I said, look, I really would like to talk about tennis and video games. Who could that be? And Straight away it was Luke. Luke, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so look, I've been running Checkpoint on Joy for the last 10 years.
Oh,
we had our 10th birthday a few months ago. But I'm a lifetime gamer and a former, well, I say former tennis player. I wasn't professional, but I played tennis when I was younger.
Cool.
And so that has definitely, I guess, meant that I have a really good love and understanding of tennis video games as well. I always check them out. So this is kind of a perfect fit for me.
Well, this is wonderful. And this is the amazing thing about tennis. It does go in so many different areas of the world. So first and foremost, because I initially said, can someone talk about esports? And then Luke, you said, well, there's a difference. Do you want video games or esports? So please explain, what is the difference between video games and esports?
Sure. So video games, I think that's explanatory. You play video games, you know, all sorts of stuff with your controller and a game console or a computer, that sort of thing. Esports in particular is competitive video games. So these are the ones, they have teams, they have sponsors,
right,
they perform in front of crowds, and they have really serious team-based competitions.
Okay.
That's what esports is. So tennis games traditionally don't tend to be competed with on that level.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, they're fascinating.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I have seen those pictures of these crazy environments, but that's the esports thing.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's money, isn't there? You can win money.
Oh, some of these players, I say kids because they're all much younger than me, they earn hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars playing video games competitively. So, yeah, it's quite serious.
Amazing. Now, I did a little bit of research and I was just overwhelmed by how many tennis video games there are. Well, I mean, this could go on for hours and we have, you know, about 10 or 12 minutes.
Sure.
But could you tell us about your favourite tennis video games and why they're your favourite?
I think, you know, tennis, there's lots of sports video games, right, for all sorts of different things. So you probably heard, like, FIFA is a really popular, you know, football game. There's AFL games from the Aussie perspective as well. But for me, tennis, just like the sport in real life, I love the strategy that comes with tennis in terms of it being this, like, one-on-one battle, right?
Yep.
Or two-on-two, of course. But I feel like there's a different sort of thought to it. In terms of video games, you're thinking about strategy, and I think video games can be quite strategic as well in terms of how they're set up and how they're played. So for me, there's a bunch of great tennis games. I think the one that people tend to like the most is one that's called Top Spin.
Okay.
Top Spin has been around for a couple of decades. It just came back this year as a new version, but people consider that to be a really good balance of realism in terms of it looking really good and looking like the TV presentation,
right,
but also capturing the fun of tennis as well.
Okay.
Because, you know, some games can go a bit too serious, a bit too almost simulation-like, to the point where it's not a fun video game anymore because all of a sudden it's like you're hitting the ball and it's going out all the time because it's being realistic. But realistic and fun isn't always the best combination in video games.
How does it work? Do you take on the role of a famous player, or do you appear as yourself? And
yeah, it depends on the game, actually.
Okay.
So there are plenty of games where you'll actually create a character of your own and you'll make them look the way you want to look. So you make them look like you or someone that you want to look like or whatever.
Okay.
And then you can take them on a full career. They can start off, you know, as a nobody, basically, like rank 500, and then work their way through local tournaments and then go all the way up to, you know, qualifying for Grand Slams.
Okay.
And there's training and stuff like that as well, and you can have sponsorship deals. So some of the modern tennis games, they really go quite deep to try and give you that full-on tennis player experience. Then there's other games as well, though, where they're really casual and they're more about just picking up and playing and swinging a racket, which is also quite fun, and they don't have all that simulation stuff. At the same time, there's plenty of games where you can play as your favourites, right? So you can play as Djokovic or Nadal or Federer or Williams or whatever. And you can play as these superstars, and they have their own strengths and weaknesses based on the real players.
Oh, I was going to ask, like, do you take on their strengths and weaknesses?
100%, yeah.
How incredible.
Nowadays, they definitely make an effort to replicate their skill set, which means that higher ranked players sometimes are a bit better to play as and hit a bit harder. But yeah, they do tend to replicate their real life pros and cons, which is really fun if you're a fan of watching tennis as well, to actually, you know, play as these superstars that we see in the Australian Open and throughout the year.
For sure. And do you play against like someone sitting next to you on a couch or whatever, or do you play against people in other parts of the world?
It's up to you. You can do both. Yeah, you can do, so it's called couch when you're like couch co-op or couch multiplayer when you're playing against someone. So that's quite fun. And, you know, it can be quite quite funny and loud when you're yelling at someone next to you when you get a really good shot off. But you can play online against other people as well, or you can just play against the AI, against the computer as well. So it's up to you, really. It's pretty good how they do it now.
That's amazing. Now, virtual reality. I've actually seen something that is designed to actually help you improve your shots.
Yeah.
But are there games that are designed for VR?
Absolutely, yeah. And in fact, you know, during lockdown here in Melbourne, which of course was a really fun time for everybody, I found virtual reality was a really fantastic way to connect with people and make it feel like I was leaving the house, even though I wasn't, right?
Right.
And there's tennis games as well where you can do that. So you put this headset on and you're transported to the point where you're on a tennis court and you're looking across the net, you're holding your racket, your virtual racket, and you can wave across the court, and you know your friend who you might be playing with, and in our case it was I had a friend of mine who was in Cairns I was playing with, I had local friends, we're waving across the court to each other to the point where it feels like kind of you're on an actual tennis court.
Oh, amazing.
You need to have enough room to swing. That's the challenge people have.
Okay, so physically, maybe that's like a stupid question, but you physically have to do the strokes to...
Absolutely.
That's incredible. Oh my God, like I'm having a flashback during lockdown and and looking very forlornly at literally locked up tennis courts. I felt like a little kid just peering, you know, I could not play on my tennis court. I wish I'd known about VR. I may have made the sting a bit softer.
It does help. Like, obviously it's never going to be quite as good as getting out there and running around, but it definitely gives you that feeling, that sort of social connection that tennis can have as well, which I quite liked about it. It sort of made the lockdowns a little less challenging, which was nice.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that you have played tennis in real life. But yes. I suppose playing video games is in real life. Anyway.
I know what you mean.
Do you think you have to have played tennis in real life to play these video games?
No, I don't think you have to have. I think some of the great things about video games is that you can do things that athletes do that you might not physically be able to or have the skill set to do so, right? You know, like playing tennis takes a lot of practice and skill. And so I think you can totally jump in and play tennis without having played it. That said, if you have played tennis, I think you do look at it a bit differently. You are thinking about shot placement. You're thinking about, do I go for a slice or do I go for more of an overhead hit? Like, what do I do? Is this the right time to do a drop shot to make them come in so I can trick them? I think that if you're just playing as a casual person, you might just hit the button, hit the ball and feel pretty good about it. Again, much like real life, right?
Just
having a hit.
Yeah.
But if you play tennis and you have that strategic mind when you've played competitive tennis, I think it adds an extra layer to it that makes it even more fun.
Well, I have to ask this question. Would my tennis improve if I started playing tennis video games?
I don't know. I think it might improve in terms of how you think about shots and think about the court strategically. The great thing is you get like a bird's eye view of the court, again, like you're watching it on TV, right? So you're making shot decisions and moving the player around and making those sort of tactical choices. So it certainly won't help you physically, but it might help mentally how you think about the court, possibly.
There's always room for improvement in tennis. It's one of those sports, I suppose. Absolutely. Any sport, but tennis definitely, you're always feeling like you're a beginner every time you step on the court. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about, I mean, it could be about tennis video games or any video games?
Well, I guess I would say as well, the other one that we haven't talked about yet, which was one that took the world by storm in terms of culture, was actually, did you ever play Wii Tennis?
Oh, I didn't play it, but I remember it.
Yeah, so when the Nintendo Wii came out, it was the first time you had controllers where if you actually swung your hand, it would actually swing in the game as well.
Oh.
And it was very simple, so it wasn't like full-on hand tracking. It was just called, I think it's called Waggle. So it recognises that you're moving, but not okay. The direction that you're moving.
Right.
However, what that did was it actually got an entire new generation into video games because it was so simple. And there's no instructions required. You're not holding a controller with
right.
8 to 12 buttons you have to press that do different shots. It's just simple, right? You just swing like it's a racket. You pretend it's a racket, and on screen, the racket hits the ball.
Oh.
So it actually had, you know, more elderly folk who might not normally play video games,
yep.
and also younger kids as well who might not understand controls in a deep way. They were playing tennis through this, you know, Wii Tennis, this Wii Sports Tennis. So it was just this cultural phenomenon to the point where people were buying consoles just to play this game.
Right.
And it was an included game when you bought the actual machine. So everyone had this kind of pack-in tennis game. It came out at parties, at the Australian Open. You'd have people at the pubs around the corner on the big screen playing Wii Tennis.
Oh.
It just became this huge thing. So that to me was a really cool like crossover of, you know, the serious sport of tennis, but also the fun of video games and how that kind of can mesh together.
Yeah. Oh, very. I completely forgot about the Wii Tennis. Wow. It's
yeah.
Like it really. I mean, I suppose that tennis is such a familiar sport to the world that it really lends itself to another way of expressing it.
Absolutely. And not to age either of us, but that was like almost 20 years ago. That was
time ago. Didn't realize it was that long
like
ago.
Maybe 15, 16 years ago, I think it must have been.
I was definitely an adult when that came out because I remember thinking, oh, I'm not going to play that. I'm a tennis player. I'm a serious tennis player.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it is great to hear, putting aside snobbiness, it is great to see people, you know, taking part in any sport, in any form. And if there's a physical component too, why not? Why the hell not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So when do we hear you on Checkpoint?
Absolutely. So Checkpoint is every Saturday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We'd love you to tune in, but we also podcast the show wherever you listen to podcasts as well.
Luke, thank you so much for joining us on Hit Me Up.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.